Every school invited to the NCAA basketball tournament has had a chance to play. So we thought we'd bring you details of every game. Well, maybe not details, but at least a mention from NPR's Mike Pesca. And what he lacks in specifics, he makes up for in rhyme.
New Mexico beat Long Beach State by a final of 75-68. So Albuquerque's partying, but not so in Las Cruces, because New Mexico State lost their game to the Indiana Hoosiers. VCU and Kansas State both had thrilling wins, as did Florida State and the St. Louis Billikens. Coach Majerus has been in 12 tournaments, won a game in almost all. Skill, right? No. Quote,
"So it's sometimes the bounce of the ball."
So humble, that Majerus, one of the game's great self-effacers. He's 1-0, just like Marquette and the Murray Racers. Baylor outshined the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Purdue and Colorado built big leads and held on late. When the sprightly coach of Cincinnati said his players
just refused to lose,
some might think the referees had the same attitude towards Syracuse. Georgetown beat up on Belmont, Wisconsin surmounted Montana, Louisville in Florida took a step towards the Final Four in Louisiana. Against top seed Carolina, Vermont was not so lucky, and it looks like the NBA draft is the only thing that could put a dent in Kentucky. There, Anthony Davis says a key is
for our shooters to knock down shots and spread the game out.
In other news, a lane violation helped Xavier knock Notre Dame out. Iowa State dispatched with the defending champ UConn. Cyclone coach Fred Hoiberg factually noted,
"I thought it was fun."
13-seed Ohio faced down Michigan without fear. Coach Gross went on to note,
"Well, we're playing our best basketball of the year."
The Bobcat coach is talking truth. He's not much of a bragger. Take your win in stride and play with pride, like NC State and Gonzaga. And now that Lehigh's won, how does your office pool look? From the little town of Bethlehem, the Mountain Hawks soared past Mighty Duke. Another 2-seed, Norfolk State, wreaked chaos on many a bracket. Guard Chris McEachin noted that
the whole gym was ecstatic.
But for little LIU, the Spartans' Draymond Green proved too much.
Day-day with another payday, and Michigan State finds a way whenever he gets a touch.
Oh, look who's rhyming now. CBS, you're really reaching new lows. Like Charles Barkley's commentary, you should just stick to the pros. 16 more games this weekend means hoops as far as the eye can see. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Nashville, Tennessee.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone. So is Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. Cause it's basketball, but Mr. Curtis Blow.
This is NPR News.